This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. C2SAB's general secretary believes lax bail rules have emboldened criminals. Opposition senators withhold their support for the notary's public bill, citing short notice on crucial debate information. Veteran broadcaster Sam Wilkinson laid to rest. Small hotels challenged to improve their services in order to keep up with global trends, and U.S. President Joe Biden tests positive for COVID-19. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The General Secretary of the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, Dennis DePisa, believes the granting of bail for certain offences and decriminalizing of use of small amounts of marijuana may have contributed to an increase in crime. During a media briefing, Mr. DePisa said that Barbados is losing its values and referenced the court system and policy changes or loopholes, which he thinks could have influenced the behavior of young people.
While exercising caution in drawing a definitive conclusion, it is not unreasonable to mount a query regarding the extent to which the accommodations of the law, as is reflected on the Bail Act, has given comfort to those intended perpetrators of violent crimes who now have reduced fears of being incarcerated at Dodds Prison for any extended period of time, having been accused of committing a series of violent crime. To what extent is this buttressed by the understanding that there's a slow and inefficient operating court system?
As General Secretary of C2SAB, Dennis DePisa, and Prime Minister Mia Motley recently announced that government will be considering changes to the Bail Act in order to ensure that people charged with murder or firearm offenses are not granted bail. The Barbados Muslim Association has added their voice of concern to the spate of violence in Barbados. Barbados has recorded 27 homicides so far for the year. Public Relations Officer of the Association, Iman Mulana Akil, says the Muslim community supports the Prime Minister's call for a weekend of prayer and reflection in response to a resurgence of gun violence. He hopes no children will be caught in the crossfires.
Like everyone else, we are concerned. We are Barbadians at the end of the day. We live in this island, and the upsurge in crime is very concerning to all, especially now that school is off. And we hope that no child is caught in any crossfire or caught where any type of criminal activity is taking place. So that's why we applaud what the Prime Minister said in her press conference, that it was time for us now as Barbadians to reflect and try to be better.
He believes it's time for the country's leaders to have a national discussion. Opposition senators have withheld their support for the notary's public bill, complaining that information needed to debate bills is often given at short notice. Speaking in the upper house during the latest sitting, Senator Patricia Watson argued that this act is discourteous and called for the Senate to do better. She added that while a topic may appear on the orders for the day, adequate notice must still be given to peruse the bills, which are sometimes long and technical.
It's for what I would describe as indiscipline and indifference in how we do what we are doing here today, what we do when we come to this chamber, to end. I do not think that any business person in this chamber would go into a meeting without knowing what is on the agenda, particularly the lawyers, because nobody can jump us when we go into a meeting. And we get jumped when we come in here. If anybody had asked me which bills we are going to debate today, notaries would not be on the list, because it has drifted out of our conscience, because it has been on the order paper for so long. And we prepared to debate it in March. We're in July. No explanatory notes. Not to the notaries, not to the other ones.
Senator Tricia Watson and Senator Ryan Walters subsequently left the meeting. Deputy President of the Senate, Elizabeth Thompson, explained that it is not customary for the opposition to say what matters will be debated at any one sitting, and stressed that the opposition should be prepared.
What we are seeing is the decay in the Democratic Labour Party and the inability to face and do the work of the people of this country and of the government. That is what the problem is. Government does not traditionally tell the opposition everything that it is going to debate at any single sitting. As the opposition, you are always coming from behind, but you have to come prepared to work, and you have to come prepared. And you can only come prepared to work, and you can only come prepared when your party is in a position to prepare you.
Deputy President of the Senate, Elizabeth Thompson. Meantime, the notary's public bill was passed in the Senate. Leader of Government Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, explained that the legislation seeking to expand the number of people who are eligible to be notaries public is an attempt to make it easier to conduct business.
It reflects an expansion in the number of persons serving as notaries public. It establishes a training regime that ensures that they're able to function at the highest level. But ultimately, this is very much a part of the ease of doing business in Barbados. And so the ability of the members of the public to be able to find persons to perform these services. Permanent secretaries are often traveling. They're often in meetings. They're often unavailable. Oftentimes, persons who are judicial officers are before the court, or they themselves are dealing with matters in their private practice. And it oftentimes becomes very difficult to identify a very narrow scope the persons who may be available to provide the services of a notary public. And the expansion, therefore, of the number of categories of persons who can do this, this really is a matter to facilitate the members of the public.
Leader of Government Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. Family and friends of veteran broadcaster Samuel Wilkinson gathered to bid their final farewell in a funeral service at the Christ Church Parish Church. Delivering a tribute during the funeral service held yesterday, Sam's son, cricket commentator and broadcaster Barry Wilkinson, said his dad was one who gave his all.
What I do know is that Dr. Samuel Algin Wilkinson died empty because he left all of his knowledge, his love, his support, his kindness, parental skills, a wonderful wife. He got to travel. He was a sportsman, an administrator, and above all, he never chased life to live it, but just to create a legacy. He always said, it was a legacy that will last forever. Life will come and go. Damerts, I love you, and see you again.
Broadcaster Barry Wilkinson paying tribute to his father, Sam Wilkinson. Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith, has issued a challenge for smaller hotels to improve their services if they want to succeed in keeping up with global trends. Mr. Griffith highlighted operational methods and the communication strategy for guests as issues among a number of areas that the sector must change. He was speaking at the Intimate Hotels of Barbados annual general meeting.
If you're wondering what there is to improve or change in terms of communication, then it's the channel. Gone are the days when you would have an in-person conversation with your guests to update them about their booking, the services they can avail themselves of, and upsell to them. By including WhatsApp in your hotel's technology set, you can level up your communication strategy threefold. You can simply integrate WhatsApp into your hotel's property management system and connect with guests the right way. With auto response, frequently asked questions, and a chatbot, guests can instantly get their queries raised and resolved, even if no team members are available on site.
He also urged hotels to employ technology to improve guest experience.
I earlier talked about how guest preferences have changed over the years, and now they want everything seamlessly. And whenever I address this topic, guest-facing technologies always come to mind. Now, when I say guest-facing technologies, I specifically mean three of them: mobile applications, contactless hospitality, and self-service kiosks. These technologies will help reduce your guest dependency on your hotel staff. As we know, especially in small hotels, there are many one-man operations. Imagine if there was a kiosk in your lobby that allowed guests to check out, check their accounts, without you having to pay someone to be physically there all day to do these tasks. Making payments, raising queries, everything becomes guest-centric and streamlined.
Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith. And finally, Joe Biden has tested positive for COVID-19 and is suffering mild symptoms, according to the White House. Karine Jean-Pierre, his press secretary, said the U.S. president is vaccinated and boosted. He has tested positive for COVID twice before. The 81-year-old Biden was seen yesterday visiting supporters in Las Vegas and speaking at an event. He has canceled a campaign speech later in the night. The illness comes as he faces increasing pressure to step aside because of his age following a poor debate performance at the end of June. Recapping the headlines. C2SAB's general secretary believes lax bail rules have emboldened criminals. Opposition senators withhold their support for the notary's public bill, citing short notice on crucial debate information. Veteran broadcaster Sam Wilkinson laid to rest. Small hotels challenge to improve their services and aim to keep up with global trends. And U.S. President Joe Biden tests positive for COVID-19. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.